790. Dragon Sports Talk Radio.
Sports Talk Radio.
Was the secret promotion of Grand Admiral Thrawn enough for the Coruscant Empire to make the green blood of the Vulcan Velocity run cold?
And rumor has it Coach Harkonnen may find Fade Rotha expendable. We have that and all your trade rumors on FSL tonight.
It was 3 a.m. when I heard the sound.
Coming up on the trade deadline, week 6 of FSL is in the can. Tom Merritt here, Justin Robert Young. How you doing, Justin?
Oh, I'll tell you what, you could not have a more tense situation leading up to this week's trade deadlines. We'll get to all the latest rumors, but first, the final scores from this week's FSL action.
Yes, Serenity Valley traveled to Arrakis to take on Harkonnen's sandworms, if you will, the Arrakis Barons. Serenity Valley squeaked out a win and found themselves in first place.
Tell you what, the Barons have been surging. Obviously, there has been nothing but bravado coming from Coach Harkonnen. But at the end of the day, You really have a team in Serenity Valley that's getting a lot of excellent depth play. And, you know, if you have your big guys like Mal scoring and you're getting production from a River Tam, you're really looking at a team that looks an awful lot like we thought the Vulcan Velocity was going to look like at this time of the season. But instead, it's the crew members of the good ship Firefly. That's rolling around.
Rocking it in the first place. And of course, Vulcan falls in a tight but high scoring game, 8-6 to the Coruscant Empire. Now this does two things. It drops Vulcan out of first place, and it leaps Coruscant out of sole possession of the basement. So it's looking better for Coruscant now. Of course, nobody's going to catch Mordor, but that's a fight for the wild card in the West. But Vulcan now, in a fight for their lives at 3-3. I don't think there's any chance Alderaan and Canton are going to threaten them. Those two are in a race to the bottom. But this is concerning for Vulcan. They need to come strong, and they want to win first place for honor, if nothing else.
Absolutely. And as we mentioned in the tease, big congratulations to Emperor Palpatine, the coach pulling a secret promotion for Grand Admiral Thrawn. He plays excellent. Nets 3 goals on their way to their win at home over Vulcan. Now, let me tell you this right here. Coruscant Empire, 3-3. Arrakis, 3-3. And then we'll get to what the final in the Alderaan Kronos game was.
Yeah, but a lot of people think Thrawn's play is too intricate, it's too involved, but he turned out to be a tactical genius off the bench, a secret weapon for Coruscant, so that's looking good. But let's get to that Alderaan
Kronos. Yeah, well, I'll tell you one more thing about Thrawn. For a man who has often been tagged as an imposter, he really stepped up and showed who he really was today.
Alderaan at Kronos. Kronos Raiders kind of pushing Alderaan towards oblivion here. 5-2. Again, good for the Raiders. Now you have a 3-3 record for the Barons, the Raiders, and the Empire in the West. That is anybody's ballgame for the wild card. Some say for the honor of getting killed by the Mordor team in the playoffs. But somebody wants to make those playoffs and have that chance. And now everybody's even. It's like starting all over again in week 6 there.
You know, right after we heard from Coach Harkonnen talking about how Mordor was in their sights, now all of a sudden the rearview mirror gets a little shorter and they have the Kronos Raiders and the Coruscant Empire right up their butt. You know, really hats off to Kronos, and this was an easy one for them. You know, if I can pull up the box score here. Alexander gets on the board. Lursa gets on the board. Martal gets on the board. But really, again, and Tom, you don't want to spend too much time on a 1-5 team, but again, all the headlines are going to be about Luke Skywalker. He gets on the board again. He doesn't start again. And now it looks like Yoda soured on him. He had this quote while giving an interview in a press scrum after the game.
Hear you nothing that I say?
I cannot teach him. The boy has no patience. He is too old. Yes,
Too old to begin the training.
So Yoda having second thoughts. Now he's looking at this saying like, well, wait a minute. Maybe Obi-Wan wasn't so crazy. I'm not seeing it either. What are these guys coming close to Skywalker and not seeing? I don't understand it.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm seeing. Whenever he's on the field, he scores. The kid's got a natural talent, okay? You know, and I don't want to say it, but obviously the unions have talked a lot about midichlorian testing. Who knows?
I think they're finding something in the clubhouse that they're not too happy with. And
I don't know. I
don't want to cast those kind of aspersions. We don't know anything. I think no. It's irresponsible to speculate, but it's got to be something, right?
Who knows? But we'll get into it a little later in our trade rumor segment. But
let's finish off the way Mordor finished off Canton 5-1. Honestly, closer game than it looks on paper, although Mordor does clinch a playoff berth with this victory.
Yeah, they're the first team in the league to clinch a playoff berth. And Canton, you know, really the only bright spot they can look for is their wild-eyed, crazy hopes that for some crazy reason they can secure a trade for their hero, Jane Cobb, which is a rumor that still won't die.
All right, we'll get to that a little more when we get to trade talk here. Before we move on, guess what?
Yes.
We at Dragon Sports Radio have a sponsor.
Well, we do. If you have not read the Galactic Football League novels written by New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler, you're ridiculous.
Because you should not
be living.
There's no excuse. There's ebooks, there's audiobooks, there's dead tree printed out on paper books, limited edition, signed, numbered hardcovers, all available at scottsigler.com/GFL. Stands for Galactic Football League. Don't forget.
If you're not
it.
Familiar with the GFL, and obviously a lot of people who follow the FSL don't necessarily follow the GFL, it's a lethal pro football league set 700 years in the future, which combines intense gridiron action. And these books follow the great Quentin Barnes, 19-year-old. A quarterback prodigy that's been raised all of his life to hate and kill aliens that he now has to play with in the GFL.
You think Skywalker's having a problem out on the field against Coruscant? This is crazy stuff here. In fact, if you love the FSL, and we know you love the FSL, you wouldn't be listening to this show, you're absolutely going to love the GFL. You know, when the off season comes, you want to have something sitting around to enjoy. Check out the Galactic Football League. Now, note, the rookie sold out. It's 3,000 copy hardcover run, only available as an ebook. That's
Scott Sigler. You couldn't get it. You could hold Scott Sigler himself at gunpoint and say, "Give me a hardcover copy," and he wouldn't.
I know you've got one around here somewhere, Sigler,
because he doesn't have any. Listen, ESPN's John Clayton says the rookie is a futuristic ride that takes football to the next level, set in a future day of corruption, bigger bodies, and bigger stakes. It's rollerball. Between the White Lines, and a fascinating read.
Yeah, if you like aliens and football, says Phil Plate, who knows of aliens because he is an astronomer.
Yes.
He says, then I suspect you're unlikely to find a better combination than the rookie. So check it out. All the ebooks, all the full-length downloadable audiobooks, all the versions that you can get of the GFL book, scottsigler.com/GFL. And hey, Scott, thanks for your support of FSL tonight. Let's go to the phones. We've got an Alderaan fan apparently on the line. Go ahead,
caller. Hey, Tom and Justin. Veronica here, big Rebels fan, and I cannot believe what Yoda is doing with Skywalker. This guy is more than captain material. He's freaking admiral material. Oh. Too old? He's like 5. Come on. You want old? Bail Organa is old.
Whoa!
You trade Organa to Coruscant for draft picks. Play Skywalker at captain and give us all some new hope. I'll hang up and listen to your answer off air.
All right. Thanks, Veronica, for calling in and kicking off our trade talk here. What do you think? Skywalker for draft picks?
Well, no. Yeah, I think she wants to make way
for draft
picks. Make way for Skywalker by trading Bail Organa for draft picks, which I don't know if a guy who in part owns your hometown can be traded from the team. But
literally and figuratively.
Yeah. Listen, Bail Organa is an elected official that has ties to this team deeper than anything that Skywalker, someone who wasn't even born on Alderaan, could ever hope to could ever have to muster. Obviously, Skywalker's a fan favorite, but I hate to break it to Veronica. I wouldn't be shocked if we saw Skywalker off this team, and I'm hearing rumors that a possible landing area would be Coruscant.
Now, that is more reasonable, and I hate to say it too, but and that's why I misspoke and said Skywalker instead of Organa, because I just can't wrap my brain around the idea of them, especially how they're treating Skywalker, keeping Skywalker, and trading the captain off the team. That just doesn't make any sense to me. Maybe it makes some sense on paper, maybe, but I just don't see it fitting reality. But yeah, I could absolutely see Skywalker going to Coruscant for maybe a Mara Jade or a Jango Fett. Either one of those players seem like they might fit just fine in a Rebels camp. So, you know, it's there's some possibilities there that I think definitely are being explored. Whether they'll act on them or not, it's hard to say.
Listen, if you are a fan of the Coruscant Empire, then can you just imagine the visions of Luke Skywalker and Darth Vader ruling the midfield as offense and utility? That would be huge. I will say, I don't think it happens. I don't think that, no matter how ridiculous the front office is for Alderaan and how they are mismanaging this team into oblivion, I don't know if even Yoda is that crazy to ship him off to a natural rival like Coruscant.
Luke Skywalker may be a selfless player. We've definitely seen that on the field, but I don't think he would turn down an offer from the Empire. Do you?
I don't know. I mean, if this were an
Not
absolute free agent
this
situation,
way by Yoda and Obi-Wan.
You know, who knows? And there could be, there's a lot of stuff that we don't know about Luke. Yeah,
that's true.
You know,
there could be
a family history here.
It's early in his story, for sure. Yeah. Let's move on to the craziest rumor, Jayne Cobb going to Cannes. We've been dealing with this all season. I don't even know what to say.
Listen,
we have
a lot of Canton fans that listen to this show, and they call it and they write in every week. What could you possibly imagine a trade? And all right, here, let me tell you this. Can you imagine a trade?
No, I can't. I just can't. I can't see any realistic situation. I can imagine. You know, like I can imagine unicorns and I can, you know, I can imagine all kinds of things, but I can't see any realistic way.
Well, let me just throw this out there.
Unless
right
money
now,
rains down from the sky,
well,
they're not going to get Jayne Cobb.
I just want to read to you a list of players that have at least one goal in the last four games for Serenity Valley. Malcolm Reynolds, Zoe, Wash, Shepard, River Tam, and Kaylee. Everybody on that team has contributed. Where Jayne Cobb, he's feast or famine. He's a noted clubhouse malcontent. I can't imagine them giving up somebody that talented with the playoffs looming. And sure, Vulcan showed some signs of weakness. Maybe there's an idea inside the Serenity Valley clubhouse that if you're ever going to make this move, now is the time to make it.
He's a controversial character, I'll give you that. But, you know, scoring doesn't tell the whole tale. He is great on the attack, incredible on defense. You need him in there to balance out that team. I just don't see any other way for Serenity Valley to they just took first place. I mean, they're not going to squander that by trading one of their big men.
But listen, the playoffs are near certainty for them.
Okay,
yeah, Alderaan's. I mean, for Serenity
but
Valley.
But what they want to do is beat Vulcan and get to Mordor. And if they are in Mordor, they're going to need everything they've got.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I mean, I'm just saying. I'm just devil's advocate. Just so next time, if I ever find myself for some reason in Canton, I don't get a bottle of Mutter's milk tossed in my face. I just wanted to play devil's advocate. So there we go.
He tried, folks. He tried. Set him up with some of the good stuff.
Well, of course, the other thing is, who could you imagine going in the opposite direction for Canton? Who are we? Barrel Fist? No. Pogs?
Yeah, I don't think any of the Higgins boys are going to be moving over to Serenity Valley anytime soon. Final rumor here. There's some buzzing in the background that Coach Harkonnen might actually be considering Fade Rah the Expendable. He might be dangling him in private behind the scenes as a bargaining chip.
Do you think Fade might even find himself cut before the season's over?
Yeah, it's the Arrakis is in a good position. They've got Vulcan next week. It's not an easy road, but they're close to the top, but they're looking at themselves like all these teams in the West are and saying, we're a 500 ball club. We got to do something drastic if we want to regain the throne.
Well, Tom, there's no more exciting time in the FSL than trade deadline day with the playoffs looming next week. All the final decisions will have come down. And, we got some big games.
Interdivisional
coming up,
games, right? Yeah. Coruscant at Serenity Valley. Start there.
Listen, Serenity Valley needs to put a stranglehold on this Eastern Division. Coruscant, who knows? Do we see Luke Skywalker on this team by the time that they play again? I don't know.
But I'd say the chances are against it, but it's not impossible.
Not impossible, but huge game for both teams.
Arrakis at Vulcan also going to be definitive here because Vulcan wants to get a quick win and get back on top in the Eastern Division. They're going to have a tough row. You know, nobody just blows through Arrakis and takes it away easy there. But they should be. I favor them. I think they should be able to beat the Barons. Other games next week, Mordor at Alderaan. Not good news for Alderaan to be hosting the Crows. Mordor needs one more game to clinch first place, and my guess is they'll do it. And Kronos at Canton. That'll be good news for Kronos, actually. If Serenity Valley wins, if Vulcan wins, Kronos will find themselves alone in second place after beating Canton. That's the way I think it's going to shake down.
I'm ready. Are you ready, Tom? I am ready.
I can't wait to see what happens. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. We will see you next week on FSL Tonight.
Is part of the Frog Pants Studios network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.